Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's not brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen. All right, all right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Just welcome to the broadcast. This is Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry. This is the first of the new year. Amen. I just want to do a quick sound check. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. Happy New Year and Happy New Year. I got Sister Hope. I got Sister Renee. I have Sister Maggie. I'm waiting on Brother Reg. Maggie.
Right.
I'm waiting on Brother. I'm waiting on my co-brother here. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. Again, I'm excited about 2022, man. I'm telling you. So let's go ahead and open up a word of prayer and we can go and get started. Okay. So, Father God, we come today first to give you thanks. Thank you for your many, many blessings, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for seeing 2022. Can't do anything about 2021, but to move forth, God, in this year, God, a brand new year, God, new beginning and for many of us, God, fresh anointing for a new year. So, Father, we pray and we give this broadcast to you and pray the Holy Spirit that you would come and have your way. Come into our lives and break down every idol and cast out every demonic and every force, God. That's not like you, God. Prepare our hearts and minds for whatever may come this year, God, so that we will be in agreement with you, God. We pray for every listener, God, that we listen to this broadcast today. We pray that we might say something, God, to encourage them, to exhort them to, Lord Jesus, to break yokes, God, to enlighten, God, to whatever is needed, whatever healing that needs to take place, God, we pray that we will do this on this broadcast of Matters of the Heart Singers Ministry, God. Again, we thank you for every single host that's with us today, God. We pray you continue to bless them, and they're coming in and they're going out, God. Not only them, but bless their families, God. Whatever is going on with their family, whatever healing that needs to take place, God, in this year, God, we pray that you would do it and do it today, God. We pray, God, that you would come and manifest your glory in 2022, God. That whatever it may be, Lord Jesus, that it will be done by your will, God. We pray this right now in the name of Christ Jesus, the resurrected Savior. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. So again, amen. I want to thank everybody for joining us on Christians Speak Talk Radio. Today's broadcast, again, is a matter of the Heart Singers Ministry. I think I got everybody with me. I want to just go ahead and sound off real quick so we can make sure all mics are on and working properly. So go ahead, start with Maggie and just go forth.
God bless everyone.
Bless you.
Okay, then you got to say your name there.
Oh, God. So this is Pastor Maggie. God bless everyone. Pray Happy New Year, and I pray everyone as well.
Happy New Year.
That was Sister Hope.
That wasn't me.
Oh, that was... I was responding to Maggie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry, Sister Hope. I think you and Renee's voices are confusing me.
You and Renee sound alike. Y'all do.
That's scary.
Y'all do.
That's not scary. That's a blessing. I'm taking it back. I didn't mean that.
Uh-huh. That's a blessing. Don't be scaring nobody.
All right,
wait a minute. You said me and Bray sounds alike?
No.
You and Sister Hope. Renee and Sister Hope,
okay.
Y'all kind of sound alike.
Okay.
So, Oh, my cousin got, okay, Renee got joked.
God help me. You and
yeah,
Ray
really.
Sounded like we need to take your temperature again.
Yeah.
You take my temperature too.
Okay, I just totally missed it. Okay.
Yeah, you need to take my temperature too. Yeah, if I sound like Renee, it's okay.
Yeah,
go
that's
ahead.
Scary. Yeah.
Oh, there it
is.
Scary.
Funny.
Okay. All right.
We
okay.
Fought enough already. Okay, we fought enough
know.
Good.
All right. So, come on. Who's next?
I'm Sister Hope. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, Sister Hope.
Happy New Year.
Is that with Renee?
Happy New Year. I'm Sister Renee. Happy
yeah.
New Year, everyone.
Okay.
Happy New Year. Did Robbie get on yet?
I'm not sure. I don't recognize Sister Hope. Robert, are you on with us? Okay. No, not yet.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on and everything like that.
Okay.
So today, when I talked to Maggie earlier, we decided to just free fall, you know, talk about what our passions are and, you know, talk about, you know, what our hopes are for this year. There's so much that is going on in the world and in families and everything like that. And sometimes in the beginning of the year, I mean, we didn't get a chance to do this last month, but we didn't get a chance to do this last month as far as talking with, you know, about our how the year ended and everything. Many of us, I don't know about you, probably don't want another year like 2021, you know, but I do believe this is a time and it's us to be in a season with Christ, you know, to reflect on him and to get close in relationship with him. And somebody's doing some serious cooking because I hear some noise in the background.
Well, it's not me.
Was that you? Really? Maggie, see, I
mm-mm.
thought it was you. You know, I thought you were
I'm sitting on my sofa, relax.
Okay. All right. Let me see. This right. What's okay. So let's just go right about it and just talk.
It starts with a 610.
610, okay, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You read my mind, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Robert, are you with us, sir? All right. I'm not sure he can hear us or not. But anyway, let's just go around and let's just talk, man. You know, that's a panel just discussion.
So, we were talking about, like you said, you know, what we're passionate about. And I was trying to get ideas from everybody. It's just a hope that you have some wonderful ideas. Don't get me wrong. Robert has some nice ideas. I mean, I didn't get a chance to reach out to you because, like I said earlier, I didn't know if you were going to really be busy because now it's tax season and everything, and I didn't know if you'd be able to be on with us tonight. But I'm so happy to hear everyone's voices. I'm so happy you were able to join us tonight. So what is like, I guess the question is, as far as topics tonight, you know, like what's on your heart concerning singles ministry? Like what do you think needs to be addressed or something that you would like to talk about in particular? And that's for
I would
anyone
like to talk
jump
about
in it.
Finances.
Okay. That's something that actually Robert had mentioned something about finances too. Okay.
Okay. So when I was growing up, my mother and my father worked. My mother stayed home. So my mother was totally financially dependent on my father. At one point, my father did leave, and my mother had to get a job. And say the truth, when he left, things were wonderful, you know. But then he came back, and, you know, it was right back under him, and he wasn't a good provider. But we were taught, you know, he's the provider, and that's how it was. So when I was 14 and all of my friends were, you know, getting a job with the summer youth program, and I wanted to get a job with the summer youth program, and I was so excited. I had my working papers, and I told my mother, and I said, they're hiring downtown, And she said, downtown. And I don't know what these concepts my mother had, but she said, downtown, that sounds like something dealing with prostitution.
And that's what downtown was at the time back in the day.
Yeah, she wouldn't allow me to get a job, you know. So because of that, I became financially illiterate. When I got my first job working at Windows on the World, I had two children, and I would always take care of my kids. I bought for my kids. I gave to the house. I didn't have my own place because I was staying with my parents, but what she asked for, I would give, but I saved nothing. I didn't save a penny, and I used to get, like, on a good night, close to $100 tips, and this is every night, $100 tips on an average night, like $60 tips. Do you know how much money I could have put aside? But I was so financially illiterate. The only thing I did was spend. I would buy my kids stuff. I was always coming home with bags, you know. I would buy groceries. I would just spend. I saved nothing. When I started working for Manufacturers Hanover, I had a little savings account. So I was beginning to save money. You know, but, you know, so you have money in a bank and asset. It still wasn't in my mind as future. It was just, you had a savings account. That's what everybody's supposed to do. You're supposed to have an account. I had an account. As I got older, and then you learn about 401ks and everything, and I had a 401k with the bank, so I had a nice amount when I left. You know, but being that still I was financially illiterate, I really didn't do what I could have done with the money. I mean, I did some repairs in my house, but I still could have kept a good amount of that money and did a lot with it. I wanted my children to be in a summer school, summer program where they would take the kids out and they would do this and that, but it didn't dawn upon me how to go about doing that. I just knew I needed this chunk of money and I didn't have it. So now that I'm at this age where I've learned, I just wanted to share with people. Sometimes you think, I can't save. I have this, I have that. If you sit down and you really think about how you spend your money, you know, sometimes we will buy this snack or we'll buy this fast food. If you take that money and add up everything that you spend in a week, you'd be amazed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you put aside as much as $25, $30 a week, or if you get paid biweekly $50 or $60, at the end of the year, you'll be surprised how much you save. Even when I paid my tithe, and at the end of the year, they give you, you know, a statement of how much you paid. When I looked at how much I gave in tithe, I was like, I gave this much in a year on my salary? I was shocked at the amount of money that I had given paying my tithe with the salary I was making. And so I learned this is only 10% of my salary. And this is how much I gave in 1 year. If I take out 10% for myself and put it aside, in 10 years, how much will I have? Because you're considering retiring, you know? And then you think about, is there something I can invest in? It doesn't have to be a big investment. It can be the smallest of investments. But it's learning how to be financially literate. You don't have to have a chunk to begin. Just begin and be disciplined. Put it aside. Don't touch it. I have an account with one bank. When they wanted to give me an ATM card, I said, I don't want it. I don't want it because it will entice me to use it. I have not touched that account in about 7-8 years. I have a good amount of money there. So I'm just encouraging, even if you find that I have this loan that I have to pay out, don't worry about it. I had $11,000 worth of debt. It was school loans And when I started going to college, I was under the impression that my tuition was paid. Toward the end, they told me my financial aid was denied. I said, wait a minute. You told me that my financial aid paid for everything, so now I owed $4,000 on top of the $8,000 I owed to Sallie Mae. And I, to me, that's astronomical. I said to myself, how in God's name can I pay this? You might as well ask me for $1 million. How am I going to pay this money? But let me tell you something. Within 2 years, I had paid everything off. I had paid everything off. You will be surprised what you're able to do when you just cut back. Okay, well, I can't do this and I can't do that right now. It's not to say that I'll never be able to buy another pair of shoes. You just got to put up with what you got to put up with right now. I can't spend on going to the movies for a year or two. Just do the basics. And you will be surprised how easy you can get out of debt. You will be surprised how much money you can put aside. I'm just encouraging all of my single people, become financially literate. Even learn about investments. I mean, you have to believe in yourself. Don't think you can't do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If I could do it, you definitely could do it because I was financially illiterate. And I'm quite sure a lot of you out there have more understanding about money than I started with.
Amen.
Amen. That's good. That's real good. Because like you said, a lot of us, we don't know. And like you said, also, you'd be surprised what you can save. And it's all about sacrificing and wanting to, you know. But the sad part about some of us is that we just have to have the latest this and the latest that, you know, especially when it comes to the church. When I look at some of these videos and some of the things, and I'm not knocking, but when you look at the Meeks and the Louis Vuittons and the this and the that, some of them are living with parents. Some of them are living in black. If you can afford a mink, you should be able to afford rent. I'm sorry. But they'll have the latest everything out there under the sun to keep up with the Joneses and struggling. Some of them don't even pay their tithe. You know, I've heard so many stories. So, Sister Hope, you're definitely on track when you talk about finances. You know, I think it's the $1, $5 thing that they start every year that they post on Facebook. Sometimes you see it shared. Even in that alone, I think it's a Lady Johnson. She shares it a lot. And she shows how she's been teaching her granddaughters how to save in their little piggy banks. And we can start them off very young, you know, so that mm-hmm. they are aware of how to be financially literate. One thing that I found since moving from New York to Delaware, it's a part of their curriculum. They're teaching kids how to save down here. It's a part of the curriculum. Why don't we have that in New York? You know what I mean? So that's really important. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
Anyone else want to chime? Did Robert ever get on? I'm not sure because I don't know if he didn't answer my text.
Yeah, is that 6131?
610.
Oh, no, he's not on yet.
Okay. Anybody else want to chime in with that or want to talk about something different?
Well, for me, I think I like what Sister Hope was talking about as far as finances is concerned. And a lot of things that's going on in the financial world right now is that a lot of people, the average person is behind, you know, it's been as far as insurance or index, mutual index insurance, that kind of thing. And most people don't really know about. But I do think the finances is important as far as family, as far as our future, and as far as us being able to hold up for ourselves and everything like that. So, and not be willing to just go out and just buy anything. One of the things that I've done in the past is try to get involved with buying gold, that kind of thing, or any kind of precious metals or whatever and stuff. Not so much in the stock market so much, because it's really more of a gamble and everything, but something more steady so that you know that there's always a stream of increases that are going on, you know. And we have an obligation to bring forth increase. And increase is not necessarily a money, a monetary type of thing, but it's also within ourselves to grow, you know, or to become more, have more education and everything. The scripture said that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. You know, that covers a whole broad of things, you know. The knowledge is there for us, and it has always been for us. And I know many years ago, a lot of the finance really wasn't really taught in the churches and everything like that. So for me, I picture the church, even from the church I came from, they do talk about finances. They do talk about budgeting and not just relying on a job for the retirement, anything like that, because we all know, most of us know anyway, if you're old enough to know, that even with a retirement fund, sometimes things don't go the way they should be. So our money needs to be diversified where that we can always help, rely on different things that's coming in and everything. So, and not necessarily, again, just for us, but for our families and, you know, for those that have kids or whatever, for college education, that kind of thing. So for me, for one reason why I got into to doing life insurance, so you know, that's one of the things I do on the side, is was because for me, I got tired of seeing people, seeing my people pass away without life insurance, you know, and everybody got to raise money, like donation for this or Facebook thing for this or whatever. And everything. So, this is just recent. This was in the last 3 years that I really wanted to find out what the life insurance or investments and that kind of things was. Not necessarily for myself, but to be able to help others. And we can probably, just hope we probably do need to have that conversation a little bit more in detail about that and everything to let people know that what's out there, what you can do. And the younger you are, the better, you know, and everything. We want to be able to share that information, not just with everybody that's willing. Some people are not willing. Some people will continue to go out and buy things that they don't need. They have 20 pairs of shoes. 20 pairs of shoes, you're looking for one pair or four or five different cars where you're going to drive one car at a time, you know. So and that be a set excessive with those type of things, you know, and that kind of thing. So, yeah, we definitely have to talk about finance, because I believe that we're going to need something to have that's ours, you know, that we know that we can do it. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, you know. They're already talking about how much of an effect that the virus and everything has had on the economy, where you can go to stores and you see stores got empty shelves for food or whatever and stuff. And the prices of everything seem to be going up, not down. So we don't know, but we know in whom we believe, you know. We know in whom we trust as far as Jesus Christ is concerned. And he would direct that path. He would give us the means. The scripture said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. And I used to use that scripture, and I'm going to be quiet. Because I don't want to be accused of talking too much.
But,
I used that scripture even when I wasn't in the church, you know, because I grew up in the church, but when I wasn't outside or backsliding away. And I used to say to myself, well, I might not be righteous, but at least I know I'm a seed. You know, as corny as that was, I was used that. Said, look, that means I'm going to be blessed because I know I'm a seed, you know. But, of course, I took that out of the context. That what it was meant at that time and stuff. So, Yeah, but finances is definitely one. And we can always talk about relationships and some of the things that I see that Robert and Sister Hope and have mentioned in the message that I got, and I'm sure Renee have some things too and everything. So what we want to do is probably just brainstorm one day. Maybe we can have a group thing and just sort of plan the year out with some outlines and some ideas and that kind of thing. So that's what I see.
That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome, and that would definitely help. That way we can plan ahead of time, and if we need to bring others in, we can plan who we can, you know, bring in, of course, according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. One of the things that I wanted to address tonight is that I was talking with a friend of mine earlier today, and she brought this topic up, and I was like, this is actually a pretty good topic. And it's about our own happiness, our own self-care. Like, we tend to be concerned with everybody and everything else, and we sometimes neglect ourselves. So someone put on a post this week, and I thought it was so powerful. You said I can remember what it was. The post was the same love that we give out to others, we should give to ourselves. And I thought that was powerful because sometimes we give of ourselves so much to others that we tend to neglect ourselves in that aspect. We don't give ourselves that same self-love, right? So what does that look like? So, like, I was going to do it today, but it was freezing cold off. I came home. Taking yourself out for dinner. Taking yourself. I mean, we talk about saving. Yes. And we should. We're supposed to. But then there should be time that we can take a couple of dollars and do something for ourselves. I'm not saying we need to do it all the time, but at least once or twice, once every month or every 2 months or every quarter, however you want to plan it for yourself based on your income or what you or whatever your goals is about saving. I think it's important that we do that self-care, that we take that time off ourselves and just sit down and just read a book, something that gives joy to us, right? It could be a self-help or something. It could be something as simple as journal writing. I love to journal write. I love to sit down and write my thoughts and, you know, gather things that happened to me during the day or just talk to the Father in my journal. I do that all the time. Those things that we can do that shows that we're loving on ourselves. Thing is, yes, taking yourself out. You can take yourself out to dinner, you can take yourself to a movie. I mean, with COVID, I don't know how many people are going to the movies. Or you could just watch something on Netflix, just you, your popcorn, and whatever. Your slow music in the background playing. Cut the atmosphere for yourself. Like, these are some things, you know, and please chime in if you have ideas as I'm talking. These are some things that we could do for ourselves that we would have probably have tried to do for a significant other. We need to love on ourselves. We need to make ourselves happy at some point. We should, you know, this is the new 2022. This is a new year. I know Pastor Ray was saying, you know, 21 was a good year for me. I can't say 21 was a bad year for me. 2021 was a really good year for me. I started my counseling business. I started working for the state of Delaware. Like, God has opened some doors for me, you know, as far as ministry is concerned, and I started working on book number two. So I can't say that 2021 was a bad year for me. Yes, I know a lot of things happened around me concerning, you know, people near and far. However, it wasn't all bad is what I'm going to say. It wasn't all bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think it's important that when we move forward, for us to be our happiest selves, it starts with us. It starts with taking care of our temple. It starts with taking care of us. The same love that we put out, especially as mothers, we sacrifice so much for our family as wives of all these singles. But, you know, we sacrifice ex-wives when you're married, because I'm an ex-wife. You know, you sacrifice so much for family and for others, and even in ministry, we sacrifice so much for others, we tend to neglect ourselves. Let's start with this year off with some self-love. And like I said, it could be reading a book, it could be doing journal writing, something that you're passionate about, something that brings a smile on your face, something that gives you joy. You know, at one time, I used to like to crochet. I stopped crocheting. I wasn't all that fancy with it, but I could make a blanket. But, you know, things that bring joy and peace to your atmosphere, to who you are. Please chime in if anyone else would like to say something.
Renee?
I like to crochet, too. I haven't crocheted in years. And actually, this is not a passion, but I'm just hitting on what she said. I came across a blanket that I had started. Oh, my gosh. I know it's been over 15, 20 years ago. Still fresh, nice, and just in my closet. I mean, in my armoire. And I was like, you know what? I need to buy some yarn and finish that. But that's not what my passion is. My passion is praying and writing. And I'm going to wait for others to comment because, you know, when you told us to think about something that we wanted to talk about, mine is on a completely different wave. So I am enjoying the discussion on finances and, you know, even what you were talking about, Maggie, self-love and taking out time for ourselves. So, I'm listening to you. What I wanted to talk about is, you know, how loneliness, you know, just talk about the difference between lonely and alone. Because, you know, we can be alone, but not lonely. Mm-hmm. And then we can be alone and lonely. And then we can just be lonely. And I wanted to talk about the difference between, huh?
I thought that song came to my head. I just don't want to be lonely.
Yeah, because loneliness can also lead to desperation. And, you know, as Christians, I think that we should find ourselves so entangled in our relationship with the Lord. And I'm not trying to be all super deep. I'm speaking from experience because years ago, every year I would go through this same loneliness, right? And wanting to be married. And I didn't realize that it was a cycle until several years after I had been into it. And it always was at a certain time of year. And when I realized it, I was like, you know what? I need to break this cycle. Because that was when I would find myself vulnerable, crying out to the Lord, help me, deliver me, please forgive me. And once I identified the cycle, I was like, okay, Lord, help me. And then I really started just building a relationship with the Lord. And now there are times when I feel alone, but I'm not lonely. And I can't even tell you the last time I've been lonely. I can tell you, you know, I'm always alone. But lonely, I can't even tell it. Now, there are times when I just recently came out of a dark space. But I realized what that was all about. And it had nothing to do with loneliness. It was because I was really going after the Lord because I was like, Lord, I want to know you the way you want me to know you, the way you intended for me to know you. That's the kind of relationship I want to have with you. And because I was going in that way for such a period of time, then I came under a spiritual attack, and it crept up on me, and I didn't realize it until I was deep in this dark space. And that dark space lasted for close to 2 months, and I'm you know, just coming out of it as I was coming out of COVID, I came out of it, the dark space when the Lord, you know, just gave me a dream and that changed everything for me. But a lot of times, if we aren't careful, we will find ourselves, especially people who desire to get married. And I'm not going to say just the women, I'm going to say women and men, because I know that it happens among men also. You want to get married so bad, and you're basing your wanting to get married off of the loneliness. You look at other couples, you look at other people, and you're looking at the outside, and then you're imagining what it would be like if you were married, and you're looking for a spouse to complete you, which is wrong right there in itself, because we should be complete in the Lord. And when he brings us to someone, then that, you know, brings that unity even more solid. But when you're lonely and you get to that, and I know of a young lady who wanted to get married so bad that this guy came into the church, she got caught up into him, they got married, they went to the pastor, and she was going to, you know, telling the pastor she wants them to marry them, and the pastor was like, I just don't think you guys. Shortly after they got married, he started beating on her. I mean, this was like within a couple of months, started beating on her and all of this. But it was brought on because she was so lonely and wanted to get married so bad that she was desperate and she settled. And she was deceived because she thought he was the one. And he was a son of Satan. But she couldn't see it because her spiritual perception was overshadowed by her loneliness.
Wow.
Did she stay
That's
with
powerful.
Him? Did she stay with No, I think she, and I lost track because I left that ministry. So I don't know if she stayed with him or if she left him, but I don't think she's even living anymore. She was younger than me. I think she ended up dying. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the circumstances of it, but yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Loneliness and also when you feel you're not good enough, yeah, that's true. My niece had been in a relationship. She said they were married. I don't know. She said they're married, so I don't know. But anyway, she's been in this relationship with this guy for 23 years from 17. She's 40 now, and she just got out of it. And he abused her from day one.
Whoa.
He abused my niece so badly that she ended up blind. She could barely walk. She suffered a stroke. She has crushed bones in her face. And right now she's in rehab. You know, it took 23 years for her to come out of it. 23 years. You know, she has three kids by this man. Two of them are in foster care, her daughters. And her son, he's been in it the longest. And he doesn't know how to survive on his own because all he knew was, you know, his mother and father are together, and they driving up and down the road, staying from motel to motel.
Mm.
So we just kept praying, you know. It was like she would say she's coming out of it, and, you know, family rally together. We get money. We get them clothes and this and that and this, put money in her hand. And she says, oh, I got to go do something. We don't hear from her for days. Then she calls us, oh, everything's all right. Everything's okay. We're working it out. He's getting anger management. It was always the same thing every single time. And after the fourth time, it was like, that's it. We're not giving you any more money. But on her father's side, they continue. And I said, stop giving her money, because when you give it to her, you might as well give it to him. But, you know, they felt she'd get that sob story. Oh, the kids don't have this now. Meanwhile, you're getting food stamps. She was getting over $600 a month in food stamps, plus, you know, money for the children. But a week later, I don't have money. Where's the money? Because he's taking it, he's spending it. You know, it was a horrible experience. And my niece was so intelligent. She was such a pretty young lady, but she was very tall. And her tallness made her feel insecure. You know, she didn't have the little voluptuous shape like the other girls. She was way over their head. You know, she had her cute little shape, but she wasn't as, you know, built as they were. And it made her feel inferior. So when this knucklehead came along and I guess told her the things that she had never been told, she was sold. She was sold. And over the years, he just kept telling her what she wasn't, who she wasn't, and who she belonged to, and nobody cared about you, only me. I mean, you have to be so careful. Any two times you get involved with a man who begins to separate you from your friends and your family, that is a red flag.
Oh, yeah.
That is a red flag. He is trying to get you by yourself so that he can take advantage of you. Anyone who does not help you build and just tears you down, that's a red flag. Anyone who tells you, oh, you don't have to worry about working, I'll take care of you. So you quit your job or you stop going to school. Any time they try to stop you from furthering yourself, that is a red flag. Anytime they're showing crazy jealousy, that's nothing to be impressed over.
Mm-mm.
Or they're moving so
all.
Fast. We're just getting to know each other, and you're acting like we've been married for 5 years. I don't even know you that well. You don't know me. Don't look at that as a wonderful thing. Be careful of these things. And, okay, I'm 60 years old now, so when I meet my husband, no, there's not going to be 2 years
waiting
on me.
Don't you tell
nobody
that. You don't look no 60. What you say?
What? When God says, that's him, that's him. We're going to set the date, you know, but that's only because God's going to say it. You know, we be of an age where there's
so
no waiting all of this time.
Here's the thing. We all know Miles Monroe, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've all have read about Miles Monroe or heard about Miles. Have we?
Yes. No. Who is that?
Okay, so Miles Monroe, you can YouTube him.
I said he was a minister from the Bahamas.
Yes. And he has many teachings on YouTube, and he talks about marriage, relationships, men, women, all of that stuff. And in his book, Life, I think this is the book I read when I got divorced, because my family didn't believe in divorce, so I had to get free. So it was Life, Single, Separated, and Life After Divorce. And in there, he explains a lot about how relationships happen. Now, we're quick to say when God says, but see, he said, God does not say, God gives us a choice.
Yeah.
Right? Because you ever hear people say, God put us together, and then 2-3 years later, you separate. Did God put y'all together? God gives us a choice. He presents the people, and it's up to us to choose. Now, we should seek him for guidance as to is this the right choice for us. But God lets us choose. He gives us free will to choose. I just wanted to put that in there. Because a lot of times we say that, but God gives us the opportunity to choose. It's up to us. He never says, you know, because like I wasn't saved when I got married, but no. I got saved after I got married. And I've heard couples, like even I think it's Alexander Pagani, he was like, I never saw the Lord. I know he said, this is what I wanted. Me and my wife had a conversation. We both said what we wanted, and we 25, 30 years later, we're still married. He said, people want to be so deep, God this, God said this, God that. He said, God gives us the choice to choose. We have to choose wisely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, why you got
And that was
choice?
Another thing. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Renee. No, go ahead.
That wasn't me. That was the woman
that was
like me, or the one that
was
down
okay.
Like.
Can you, we got to do something about you guys and your voices. I don't know what it is, so.
I think you just need to go and get your ears cleared.
Now
just why can't
we
all be talking so much? We all started to say, which is a good thing, because that means we're on the same page. I love it. We are meshing as a group. I love it. We are one. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay, everybody got jokes because I'm the only man here today. Okay.
Oh, Robin,
just apologize.
I have a question for you. Yeah, Robin.
Okay,
yeah. Today.
Yeah, Robin apologized. He had a class or something. He said so. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. It's all good. I can handle it.
Yes, you can.
I can handle it. But you know, as you guys was talking, I was thinking about some of the things that we can probably talk about this year is domestic abuse. Okay, whether single or married. You know, it's very serious conversation, and it definitely takes place in relationships, whether you're married or not. And that's just one of the things that we can just talk about. I think we sort of hit on it early in the year with the do's and don'ts of what I read, some red flags that would be assigned that for a male or female just to walk away from a relationship, you know, even especially in the beginning, early stages and everything. And so, okay. Yeah, so I got that, and I got something else, but I want to give somebody else a chance to say something too. Actually, let me go ahead and say this too. Thank you, Sister Hope and Sister Renee and Maggie. And the other thing that I think that we probably need to talk about for me is for us as being single is health, you know, taking care of our bodies, which is the temple of the Lord, temple of the Holy Spirit. That's another serious topic, especially for us men. We don't always do a good job, and we don't always go get checked up for different things that are going on within our bodies. And usually by the time we find out, it's already something that already taken place, you know. And, Omega got disconnected. Okay. Let me put it back on. Give me 1 second, everyone. So that's what I'm looking at. Okay. Meg, are you still with me?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, I had got disconnected. Sorry.
It's okay.
Don't say nothing about my phone.
Is it an iPhone?
Don't start.
No.
It's a Droid. Android.
It's an Android.
Oh, no wonder.
Oh. No, you are not on that wagon too. Actually, what happened was I touched my earbud and disconnected. So my phone is perfectly fine. It's 5G. It's the S21. So don't go there. Don't go there.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Whatever. Because as soon as a new iPhone come out, all y'all phones messed up because y'all have to buy an upgrade. So I don't want to hear it. Anyway, that was a good point. And it's funny.
Download the
what? What she said, download?
Renee?
No, I was following up on that iPhone when you said you have to buy the new one. And I was saying, no, you don't. All you have to do is just download the upgrade.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know, I thought you had just disconnected on your iPhone, you know.
Yeah. Stop quiet. Y'all are funny.
Yes, they are. Everybody got jokes.
That is cute. Ray, I'm glad you brought that up about health because I was up 1:30 this morning doing some research on like the spiritual awareness as to why certain sicknesses are dwell in people's bodies. Like, for instance, I was doing research on diabetes and the spiritual connection with it, how people end up with diabetes and what happens. And I found some pretty good articles, psychology articles as well as Christian-based articles explaining the root causes of rheumatoid arthritis. Type 1 and type 2 diabetes, what spirit it's rooted in. So that's definitely something that we can dive into and, have that discussion. I think it's powerful, and I think it will help you get a lot of people free.
Yeah, yeah, Yeah. Oh, I know a few people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know a few people that may be able to help. And if you guys know anybody, just send the information to Maggie, and maybe we can get something else getting started. And when I say health, I'm talking about holistic. I'm talking about mental and, of course, spiritual and all the above, not just physical and everything like that. So, but there's something that definitely need to be talked about. Some of them are real passions for me when it comes to abuse or whatever and stuff, you know. And we need to just be real, you know. The main reason for the broadcast of Christian Speak Talk Radio is to bring forth that kind of information, you know.
Right.
And not just to preach or teach to a few, but to show them different things, you know, show them about their finances and which direction to go, show them about health. I mean, I wish I had listened earlier in life before I had, for those that don't know, I don't know what the Hope knows or not, but I had a stroke some years back, and they didn't think I would recover. In fact, they thought that they wanted to put me in a nursing home, and that was the end of it. But God had other plans. So for me, I'm a living, walking miracle of what God can do. And how far he's brought, let alone start a radio broadcast. I did not see that coming. So, but God has been faithful. It has not been easy. It's been an ongoing case. And, you know, some days I have good days and some days I don't. But most days here recently, praise be to God, have pretty good days. You know, I try to do what's right health-wise and eat with that. And try to get into some more natural things than medication. But I do take my meds. I'm going to be playing there. Before, I didn't take blood pressure. I do take them now, you know. But for me, especially when it comes to us, man, because of the pride factor that we have. Like, yeah, I can do this. I don't need nobody. I can be independent. And for me, I know for a fact that when I had that stroke, man, I couldn't do nothing, you know. And it messed with me also mentally as a man not to be able to do for myself. it did, man. One of the worst cases, I think I might have shared this with Renee earlier. So one of the worst things that took place is that when I was in the hospital, and I couldn't bathe myself or wash myself. And I had some guy that had to, another man had to bathe me. That was one of the worst days of my life. And I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't stop him. And what made it really bad is the fact that he started singing while he was bathing me. You know, and I'm like, really, dude?
Who was bad about that? He was enjoying taking care of a person.
No, I don't want
I think that was it.
But it was another man doing it.
Yeah.
He enjoyed his job. Go ahead.
Nah.
Maybe he felt uncomfortable too, so why he started thinking.
I know I was with another woman singing was taking care clean to me.
Yeah. I know. You know
I'm Maggie. Just, Maggie just got jokes. Y'all got to excuse it. Right away. She just got jokes and everything. But,
I love all of y'all.
I don't hate nobody.
I love you
remember that, Renee? I love everybody. I don't hate nobody.
Yeah,
but,
you say, go ahead, Grandma.
Yeah. But that was an experience, and it's a very proper thing to go through and stuff. So yeah, we definitely need to talk about health. We definitely need to talk about finances. We definitely need to talk about spiritual being and our spiritual place and where we are in a relationship. All those things, and we definitely got to talk about relationship. Those things are important as a body believers. I would like for us to. Maggie, bring on some married couples that's been married for a while, and just pick their brains out or something like that. This year, just pick their brains. So if you guys know anyone like that, of course, then we can get together and dialogue. So I want to put that out there.
And the other thing is that I wanted to talk about was that
So we talked about the do's and don'ts of relationships, and Bishop Greg Davis actually wrote a book and has a workbook on the do's and don'ts of relationships. So I advise you guys, if you can get the book, because I would like for us to read the book, go over some of the things in the book in some part of the year, and I would also like to try to get him as a guest for us. I think that would be powerful. What do you guys think?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. What's the name of the book?
Yeah. I think the Do's and Don'ts of Dating. Duh.
And what's the name of the author?
Bishop Greg Davis. He used to be on Word Network. If you put it on Facebook, you'd be able to find him because he has a page and he has a link where you could go to order the book. Bishop Greg Davis.
Being that you're from New York, you're going to understand what I'm saying by this. No soup for you, okay?
No soup?
The soup Nazi?
Yeah. No soup.
I don't get it. I think I've been out of Delaware for, I've been out of New York for a while. I don't get it.
The soup Nazi was on Seinfeld. And you had it was like you were in a Nazi concentration camp. You had to just walk in line and oyster soup. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you said the wrong thing, no soup for you.
No soup for you. For
oh, so
you're
saying I said the wrong thing? I'm no soup for me? Okay.
No soup
all right. Well, the good thing is I don't like soup.
don't ruin it, okay?
Oh, God.
You got jokes. Everybody
this
got jokes.
This is good. Okay. We're supposed to. We're supposed to laugh and enjoy. This is not a sour sucking lemon platform.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not. This is with the joy of the Lord is our strength. We will remember joy and laughter. We serious now, and we to the point, but we're going to have a good time when we learn.
That's right. All right. Then we can collect that, do the orphan plate tape thing, right? No, just kidding. All right. But,
Send all your orphan
plate. Before we go, it's two things I wanted to say real quickly. When you touched on insurance, and I tell you, ever since my father passed away, I tell you, I've been on my soapbox about this. Please get life insurance. Please. Yeah. People think because you're young, you don't need it. You don't know the day or the time. You don't know. When my father passed away, thank goodness I was on his savings account, but I was not on his checking account. We're still trying to. He passed away April the 29th, 2020, and we're still trying to access that account.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I saw somebody put that on Facebook today that make sure that you have a beneficiary on your account. I did see somebody put that out there.
On every single thing you own, every single bank account, if you own real estate, have someone reliable put on there because if something happens to you and if they can't get it, it goes to the state.
It goes to the state.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You were talking about health and everything. I just recently had a double knee surgery, total knee replacement on both my knees at the same time. I had them both done at the same time because I heard how painful it was. And I said, if it's like that, I don't want to do one at a time. But my situation was my leg was so bent that if I had one done, it would have taken away the other one.
All right. Somebody.
I do too. But if it's not mine, I'm on my headset.
It's not me,
but,
not this time.
I just wanted to encourage
so
anyone who's facing an operation, always make sure you have your pain management plan down because a lot of times they don't want to give you pain medicines because they're so afraid you're going to become addicted, you know. So make sure you have your pain management system down with your doctor. Discuss that with your doctor. If you're going to have anything like knee surgery or anything, start exercising those legs, those hips. Get those muscles strong. The stronger the muscles are, the better your recovery time. You know, it's going to be painful. You're going to suffer stiffness. You're going to feel tightness because the scar tissue. Make sure you find a physical therapist that is really good. My physical therapist is, and I got to put his name out there, Richard Simister, located at F87 Fort Greene Place. He's excellent. He helped me with my scar tissue, how to break up the scar tissue, and it's going to mend itself back. You have to continuously do it, and it's painful. It hurts. But as you continue to go on, trust me, the journey gets better. Now I'm doing much better. I'm getting ready to go back to work on the 2nd of February. I still have a little bit of stiffness, but it's way better than where I started from. So don't be afraid. If this is a choice you have to make, do it. Make sure you have your doctor understands to have your pain management all in place so that you don't wake up going out of your mind. I was going out of my mind when I woke up. I was saying, these people trying to kill me. I was trying to climb out of the bed. I mean, it was horrible. It was I kept passing out from the pain and waking back up in pain. It was a terrible situation, but thank God I made it through, you know.
Thank you, Lord.
So I just wanted to share that, just that little bit of knowledge that I have from what I experienced.
Right.
Amen. That's good. Somebody need to hear that.
Yeah.
Amen. Might definitely need to hear that. Well, I don't know if anybody have anything else to talk about. So we definitely need to set up a time where we can do like maybe a Zoom with us so that we can plan for the rest of the year. So we'll send out some dates and then you guys. Hello.
I'm still here.
Amen.
I'm
still here.
I'm laughing. You know why I'm laughing, Maggie, right?
You hate Zoom, I know. You'll be all right. It's us, it's family. So We'll be good. It's something that we need to do, the plan for the rest of the year. And, you know, so that we can, and then we want to make sure that we can bring people in and we can reach people. Well, we could get people on the calls and ask questions and, you know, be able to get some engagement in that, you know, in that way. I think it's important.
Yeah, I think Zoom allows you to do that and through social media and all that, too. So, Okay,
I'm not saying that we have to do the broadcast on Zoom. I'm saying when we meet, it'd be on Zoom. As far as our meetings are planned. The broadcast, no. We could stay right where they're saying you need to do it. Calm down.
Okay.
Okay.
Breathe.
Good job.
I'm breathing.
That's right. Awesome. So proud of you. So, yes, that's what we're going to do. It was something else I wanted to just slip my mind. I should have wrote it down. But, okay. Well, I'm good. Anybody else good?
Yeah, actually, but I'm going to leave. Before we leave, I have one question. What time is it? Oh, it's after 8. Okay. Sister Oprah had put in her, sent you a message. How do you feel about women proposing to men? I said, okay.
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
I'm against this personally.
You know, I really wanted it to be for you and Robert.
Okay, so we'll wait. We'll hold that.
So we don't just rack your brain and then
that's
wait till next week to rack his brain.
That's
Let's
a wise
rack your brain
thank
together.
Yay. Yeah, because I wouldn't know.
Oh, God, that's
way.
Good.
All right.
But you brought it up.
Well, because I'm looking at, I have like multiple screens. I'm looking at notes and messages and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, okay, cool beans. All right. So, Megan, what else we got? Are we done?
I think we're done. Yeah, I think we're done.
Okay. Well, again, for those that are listening, I want to thank you for listening to Matters of the Heart Singers Ministry. It's been an awesome breakfast, the first broadcast of 2022. Amen. And we are so glad to be in the next Was that corny? No.
No.
I think you need to warn us the next time you're
I got all kinds of sounds to pick, man.
I think you need to warn us the next time we do it.
I just want to make sure you rest is okay. That's all.
That was cool. That was cool.
I think you need to make sure you warn us, really, Maggie. Okay, we're good. All right. Okay, so let's go ahead and with our hearts. Who's still laughing? I see. I don't know who it is. Renee. Oh, that's Maggie Leggett.
It's me.
That's Maggie. I'm laughing, but I'm just not laughing so you guys can hear me. But that was funny to me. It was like abrupt. It starts out of the blue, and it stops out of the blue. Like, no, wait a minute. What, you still clap? That is over.
Oh, good.
Man, I miss Robert.
Okay.
I miss Robert. Robert, if you listen to this, man, I miss you, bro. But anyway,
I think Robert. Did you just come on
tonight without him being on here?
Did who come on? No, Robert is not on with us.
Oh.
No, he's not on with us today. It's okay. I do see a couple of people in the studio.
I think you had it very easy tonight.
Who said that?
It wasn't me.
I think you had it very easy tonight.
No comment.
I ain't saying nothing.
No comment. But thank you, Renee.
Okay.
All right. So, Megan, who you want to close us out, man? It's up to you.
I'll do it. I was going to say Renee.
And I was going to turn it back and say I closed out last
time. Oh.
You did.
I'll
do it.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you and we bless you. We thank you for this time of fellowship, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you were present, Father. You said in your word, let us two or three gather together in your name. You are in the midst, and we thank you for being in the midst. We thank you for laughter. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the wisdom that was poured out on tonight. We thank you, Father God, even for the topics that and discussion that came about, Father. We thank you for the passion and the drive that you put in each and every one of us uniquely, Father God, even collectively, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. Father, we ask that those who will hear the replay or those who are even listening now, Father, that you would touch them, bless them, strengthen them, and keep them if only you can, Father God. We thank you for the healing power of your word. For your word said that you sent your word to heal their sicknesses and their diseases, Father. And we thank you for healing, Lord God. We thank you for the balm of Gilead, Lord, that goes to every household that needs healing on tonight, Father God. Send your angels on a firing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to minister strength and healing to the bodies and the hearts and minds of your people, Father God. Father, we thank you for those who have recovered from the COVID or the Omicron, oh God. We ask, Father, that you continue to strengthen their bodies and keep them, Lord God. We ask that you put a shield of protection around them. Psalm 91 says, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that no evil shall come nigh our dwelling, Lord God. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We magnify and glorify your name. Lord, we ask, Lord God, that you continue to impart in us, that we be able to impart it to the people, that we be able to share your word with the people, Lord God, that others will come in and be drawn in by what they hear, for the word will draw them in, oh God, from the north, the west, the east, and the south, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. This could be the greatest revival that could ever have happened that will take place in 2022. Lord, we are expecting great things through the singles ministry, Father God. We are expecting great and mighty exploits. We are expecting miracles, signs, and wonders, Father, even through this broadcast, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord, that you will continue to have your way, Father. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you. We thank you for Sister Renee. We thank you for Sister Hope. We thank you for Ray. We thank you for Robert. We thank you for Felicia. And we thank you for even myself, Father God. We thank you, Lord, even for those who will come later on and join in. Lord, as you give us the assignments of those we reach out to, Lord God, that they be ready, willing, and able, oh God, to bring forth your word and to just exemplify who you are through the word, through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we give your name the glory, honor, and praise, and we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
You too, Renee. You too. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening to Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry. Amen. This is Fresh Anointing 2022. We thank God for it. Thanks for each one of these great hosts. They got all of them got sense of humor. Everybody has a sense of humor tonight, so we're going to try to hope keep that same type of humor alive. Amen.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So y'all be blessed, sisters. Y'all be blessed. All right. See you next time.
Yeah, you as well. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.